apologize, Elizabeth. I don't know which one of these we had first on the calendar.
The first one is 491.
Thank you very much. All right. And we have Justice Pickering joining us from Las Vegas. On 80K0491, in regard to the rules of criminal procedure, I'm going to turn it over to Justice Bell. Justice Bell and Justice Stiglitz were kind enough to sponsor this.
Thank you, Chief Justice. We put together this ADKT to address something that's been of ongoing concern, which is that in criminal proceedings, the bench conferences and settling of jury instructions is not consistently recorded, which creates issues with the record on appeal. When we don't have what was actually said, it makes it very challenging to do appropriate appellate review. This court has suggested many times to the trial courts that the importance of recording those events, but we still are not seeing consistent recording. So to assist with proper review of the cases, we're asking to include a rule in the rules of criminal procedure that requires recording in criminal cases, recording and reporting of bench conferences and settling of jury instructions for all criminal cases.
Thank you. All right, we did receive some written public comment from several individuals, but is there any one in person down south, Justice Pickering, that wishes to make public comment?
Yes, he's coming forward. Please state your name.
Hold on, muted. We're not hearing.
We can hear you, Justice Pickering, but we can't hear the gentleman.
Is the... Can you check and see?
Testing?
Yes. There we go. Now we can. Perfect. Thank you.
Randolph M. Fieber on behalf of the Federal Public Defender for the District of Nevada. I will just speak very briefly about our suggested changes and make myself available to answer questions. We have three recommendations, all to aid clarity of the rule. The first change was removing the word trial, because we're concerned that the Nevada rules of criminal practice don't otherwise distinguish between pre-trial, trial, and post-trial proceedings. And so we thought if we omitted the word trial, it would make clear that all proceedings need to be recorded. We also request adding that electronic means means audio or video recording, and making clear that the rule contemplates that these recordings would be subject to the to being transcribed, to make sure that people reading the rule construe it consistent with Nevada Rule of Appellate Procedure 9 and Nevada Rule of Appellate Procedure 10. And unless there are any questions, that is all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Any questions? No? No? All right, Mr. Fiedler, thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Thank you for coming today.
Do you wish to speak? Okay, that's all from Las Vegas.
Thank you. Anybody in Carson City wishing to make public comment on ADKT0491? We do not have anybody in Carson City, so we will close the hearing on ADKT0491 and have that matter under submission with the court. Moving to our other ADK for the day, ADKT for the day is 0621. Justice Carroll.
Thank you. Justice Herndon. This ADKT came out of the work of the Commission to Study Judicial Security, and I want to thank all of the members of that commission, which include judges, court security personnel, and law enforcement folks from around the state, with a special shout out to Chief Wright, who has been a great partner on the commission. One of the things that became apparent when we started talking about judicial security in the state is that we do not have a regular mechanism to keep track. So it is hard to define the scope of a problem without those sorts of statistics to be able to determine what kinds of incidents we're having, how frequently. So we want to start tracking those. We have a very simple form and a pretty straightforward way of keeping that electronically so that when there is a security incident at a court around the state, that that would be reported so that we can use that data to help shape responses.
All right. And my understanding is that we're requesting the court to adopt or to have the courts around the state adopt the threat and violence reporting instructions that have been promulgated, but the commission is still continuing its work as well, yes?
That's correct. This will help, this will really aid the commission in doing its work, because if we understand, for example, that currently most judicial threats are coming from the internet, perhaps that's a different sort of response than if most threats are coming from members of the public in a courtroom. So, but we don't, we have anecdotal evidence, but we don't have any actual statistics on that. Different jurisdictions keep some of their own, some don't keep any, and there's no consistent method of reporting.
Okay. Thank you. All right. We did receive one item of public comment. Are there any individuals present in Las Vegas, Justice Pickering, that wish to offer public comment?
No, Chief.
Thank you. Anybody in Carson City that wishes to offer public comment on 80KT0621? Nope. All right. Then we will